You always get more at More Shoreline.
I'm Derek Holland from Sebring, Michigan. I'm born and raised in Sebring, and nice to be close to home and work and help everybody out in the community. Right out of high school, I started at this dealership washing tires and progressively moved on up. I've been in the service department, I worked on the cars, cleaned them, sold them, done about everything. The most satisfaction I get out of working at More Shoreline is helping somebody get into a new vehicle. It's rewarding. It's a small dealership. We're family here. I mean, we spend more time with people here than we do with our own families, and most of the time family comes here to see us. Everybody knows everybody's family, and it's great. Oh, I love GM. I had three uncles retired out of General Motors, and that's all I know is General Motors. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Derek Holland, at More Shoreline. You will get more at More Shoreline.
Back at Claude Marsh Stadium, here at the game of the week for WLEW, Kurt Damrow and Stephen Kaczynski. What a ball game we have here with Bad Axe Hatchets hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Ready to start the second half here, Stephen. The score tied up 8-8.
This has been a low-scoring, grinded-out battle in the trenches, and then we look and we have 8-8, and both of the touchdowns are passing touchdowns. Yeah. And we were talking about it. I think they're going to have to start to air the ball out both sides because these defenses are really locking in on that run game. But as we've seen so far, both offenses, they like the run game, and they're going to stick with it as long as they can.
All the crossing plays that have been going on here in this power wing here with the Lakers, they haven't been holding the line long enough. Somebody always getting in there,
right,
taking the time to cross. They've had good success on the straight dives.
Yes,
straight dive, rollout pass, straight dive. Bad Axe Hatches, same thing, straight dive, rollout pass. And they've rolled out a little bit more than the Lakers.
They have.
But I think that's what we're going to see. You got two really good coaches here with Duren Verberg on the line. These young coaches know football like they've been doing it for 50 years each. So
yeah, and they have both programs are improved since both these coaches took over. And they have risen these programs, and they are in great shape now from where they were.
Yep, and both longtime football traditions. We talked about this is Claude Marsh Stadium. I think of the years going back with Coach Blackstock for many, many years. The rivalries between him and Bill McClellan.
Absolutely, going way back. Absolutely.
Oh, look at the coach here on the sideline.
We're getting pumped up. We're getting ready to go here. We have under a minute to go before the start of the second half. We're getting pumped up, ready to go here.
And a big crowd here tonight, a big turnout here for the Hatchets, as the stands are full while the sideline is full all along the fence. Over on the Lakers, they've got the stands full, and again, along the fence, so we figured we'd have a record crowd.
And as we were saying in pregame, this is early in the season. We are only in week three, but this game has a lot of league title implications.
This has so much flavor of a championship
end-of-season
game. You know, like this is for all the money.
And whoever starts out league 2-0 is going to have a great lead heading down the stretch in this year. So this game is very important so far. Early in week three.
All right, we're ready to start the second half. The Hatchets will be kicking off from their 40-yard line. If you're looking at your radio, the blue and gold of the Hatchets, blue uniforms with the yellow numbers, and the white helmets. They might have been around for a while. That's the first time I've ever seen them anyways. And the Lakers are deep to receive with our deep backs here ready to receive on about the 10-yard line. Number 15, Micah Gordon's got a foot. He'll be kicking off at the 40-yard line, and here we go to start the second half.
Yeah, the little squib kick.
Gordon squibbed it. Picked that ball up, Lakers.
We have Garrett Bowles with the ball.
Breaks a tackle. Another tackle.
Out to the 45.
Man. Number 18, Garrett
Bowles. Breaking a few tackles, and he was gone in that little hole.
That'll bring up a first and 10 for the Lakers right around the Laker 45-yard line, and it was a squib kick. Yep. Almost picked up on the 25-yard line.
There was a little hole there by Bowles. He saw it. He turned on the Jets, and he was gone for about 25 more yards there.
I think that was Jared Chandler would decide, maybe I'm not going to pick it up. He was going to pick it up, maybe not, and here comes Bowles, scoops it up. But fumbled the ball a little bit, trying to get a handle on it. Finally got a handle on it.
He made something out of nothing there.
and it was all wheels and power. So first and 10 for the Lakers on the Laker 44-yard line.
Tie ball game, 8-8 here early in this second half.
Lakers stay with a tight formation. Single back in the backfield.
Sears starting under center here.
Wisner goes in motion.
And there is the
handoff up the middle. Number 23.
Oh, tries breaking a tackle. Tries breaking our tackle.
I'll tell you what.
Kretschmer trying to get whatever he can there. But Zach, he came up short.
Zach Kretschmer handed off, and they did go with a straight dive on that one. But just no blocking there on the left side of the line for the
Lakers.
Not at
all. No, there was.
I'd say Zach probably hit about five or six Bad X defenders and spun out of four tackles. Yeah. And after about four, you spin out of four tackles, you're done.
Yep.
You've used just about all the film in the camera. So that'll bring up a second down, loss of about 2 yards on the carry. Second and 12 for the Lakers on the Laker 42-yard line. 11-11 to go here in the third quarter. And the lights are on, and we've got some dark skies. Beautiful football weather.
We have Warren. We have Warren splitting out to our right side here, onto the far side. We have a motion, Kretschmer pitch.
Same play off to the right side.
You got a block there. He gets a decent gain there on second down.
So we go back with that number 23. Comes from the left to the right. Lines up right about behind the left tackle. And, again, a quick half turn there by the quarterback. About a 1 to 2 yard pitch to Kretschmer. Kretschmer takes it off a right tackle, and they string it out and pick up a few yards.
Yeah, tackle by number 15, Micah Gordon there on that play. Nice tackle to keep that to a minimal gain.
That may be about the 15th or 16th time we've seen that same play.
Yes, yep.
So that'll bring up a third down for Lakers. Third and about six to go as the Lakers break huddle and come to the line.
Sears under center again here on this third down. We got a tight formation here.
Sears taking the snap. Oh,
they drop back for Sears.
Again.
Pass out to the left side and overthrown.
Way overthrown.
Overthrown.
Pass was intended for number 19, Dalton Horesky, but overthrown by about 8 yards. That'll bring up a fourth down for Lakers, and it looks like the kick team coming out.
And that was the first time we've really seen Sears look a little jumbled out there in that pocket.
So with the fourth down for Lakers, the kick team is on the field.
Looks like we're going to have Clancy and Katie returning this punt for the Bad Axe.
As they're with both return men, will line up back about the 15-yard line of the Hatchets.
And here's the snap.
The snap bounces off the ground.
By Anthony Sheridan there for the Lakers.
Wow, nice pickup by Sheridan.
We have that ball roll and roll and a little bit of Laker roll there.
And it'll land about the 22-yard line. We'll have first and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets on the 22.
10:30 to go, about 8-8 score here so far in this third quarter.
If Hatchets had anybody in on that play, I'll tell you what, the ball skipped across the ground.
Yep.
About a yard in front of Bowles, who was kicker, Anthony Sheridan, who was punting for the Lakers. And fortunately, it went right into his hands, and he scooped it up and got the kickoff. So here we go, first and 10 for the Hatchets. They're 22.
We're starting it out in shotgun here, direct snap. We have Blackstock on the right side there.
JT Warren in on the tackle, along with Blake Smithers for the Lakers.
Big Blake Smithers getting in there.
He's tackled by number 78, Blake Smithers.
Yeah, he came up. Blake took out about two linemen right there by himself to push the line back, and JT came in and made the tackle. Good combo right there.
All right, coming up to the line here. Coming up on 10 minutes remaining here in this third quarter. Shotgun again for Bad Axe.
Gage Brownell, Blake Smithers side by side there at the defensive line for the Lakers.
Direct snap to Clancy around the left side. Cuts it back up. Gets a few yards before he gets hounded by the whole Laker D there.
Yeah, about eight of the 11 Lakers made that tackle.
They're right there.
That's one of the keys of when we watch Lakers play is pursuit.
Yes.
If you don't see the pursuit, then they don't have the life into the team now.
Absolutely.
Better pursuit here already starting the second half than we saw in the first half with the Laker team. That'll bring up third down. Third down and about four for the Hatchets. Bad Axe with the ball on their 29-yard line. Hatchets break out of the huddle over the line.
We have a similar tight formation here for Bad Axe.